My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Knowing that there's guys out there who are making twice as much as what he's going to make this season.
It's going to be hard. There's no other way to put it. It's going to be some good days. There's going to be some bad days. And this is about as honest as I can be with you. There's going to be some days where it won't be on his mind. There's going to be some days where you're going to see his body language. You're going to look at his face and you automatically know. It's just he's thinking about it.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, I go back to a conversation we had last week. It was, we were doing the morning and you and I were driving in and Grandy was pumped. Pontificating.
He was hot.
It was a pontification sensation.
That's a buck.
And cha-ching! He was kind of doing the whole, like, what's everybody worried about? Like, the 49ers are fine. They've got this. You're right, many of you. They've got all the leverage. So what are you freaking out about? What is there to worry about? The Niners can't navigate this? And I thought to myself, well, yeah, the Niners can navigate this. Can Brandon? And I don't know. I don't know. And I listen to TJ and I go, now I really don't know. You know, I think he can. I think he can. But we're sitting here when things are at their absolute calmest. And we're going, all right, what are you going to do? Now, decision number one is he showed up to camp on time. That's great. That's a great and I think important first step. Where Brandon didn't even feel the need to be like, I'm going to show those suckers. Like, I'll be there, but I'm not coming on time. I'll come next week or I'll come the week. He didn't do that. That's a great first step. But what happens as things turn, as things unfold? What happens when he gets dinged, when he gets hurt? How's that feel when your money has not been taken care of and now suddenly your body comes in to question.
What happens when he gets 3 targets and 2 catches in a 24-22 loss?
Right.
And, you know, he's open 6 times. Or
it's a great question.
What happens when he... Thank you. I can go ahead and score that.
No, I work here.
No, yeah. But I got my first ever tic-tac-toe from TJ Houshmandzadeh, which
was
pretty
fun.
Good.
That was...
And I said to Granny...
What else did he say? He said bingo.
He gave me a tic-tac-toe and he gave me a Connect Four.
Yahtzee.
Yeah, everything but sorry. Yes. So good. That's like Candyland, my man.
Like, it was like walking into my game closet. I'm like, fun. I got all of those.
I was into it, yeah. All of it. And I, of course, turned to Grandy immediately looking for credit, and he gave me the slow shake. Like, no.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
No, that's not a scoreboard. Yeah. But anyway, either way, I do think that those things are going to be more scrutinized.
Sure.
When, you know, he's open and Brock Purdy is under a little bit of pressure and he decides to go elsewhere and Ayuk has that hand, that wide receiver hand, you know, the hand, wiggle, wiggle, where I'm open, and you don't get the ball, there's going to be frustration that percolates this year.
I mean, what happens if Brandon turns an ankle and you got to go into the blue tent? And then on that next drive, hey, Pearsall had three catches on that drive. Huh. Well, that's interesting. Again, how does that affect him emotionally? Today's a great start. But I'd also argue the last 3 months were not a great start. Brandon Ayuk, how do you handle situation X? Well, Brandon went to TikTok. He went to Ryan Clark's podcast. He went to his IG story. He did all of these things. Were they overly damaging? No. Were they effective? No. No, they were completely ineffective and at times bordering on absurd. I'm on TikTok.
I'm
gonna bring someone else's quarterback onto TikTok with me. And what are you doing?
And also, it has served as, at the very least, a preseason distraction because, you know, you go back to the press conference today with John and Kyle up there, and I think the first five, if not six, maybe seven questions were about Brandon Ayuk.
Sure.
And it wasn't about, hey, what are you thinking about? How about this camp, right? This weather, is it crazy? Am I right? Too hot? What's your hydration plan? It was Ayuk, all the way through the opening 10 minutes for both of them.
Yeah, and again, these sort of hypotheticals that we're throwing out may or may not happen, but some of these things already have. And whether this even makes sense for this to anger Brandon, the bottom line is I have no doubt that they did. And what I'm talking about is the fact that all these other dudes got taken care of, right? Christian McCaffrey got taken care of. I don't even know. Did he have to publicly ask for anything?
No, he didn't show up
to OTAs.
Yeah.
And nobody said a word. And Christian's deal was not up. And they took care of Christian. All right, cool. Christian's been taken care of, right? Bosa's been taken care of. Debo's been taken care of. Kittle's been taken care of. Niners took care of a bunch of stuff.
Even Juszczyk got his deal reworked to where he took less, but he got more guaranteed.
Yeah, he didn't. He was upset about that. So I don't know, but I hear you. And Jed York publicly finds a microphone to be like, so, I mean, Brock Purdy, am I right? Like, Brock Purdy, he's going to get a huge bag next offseason. And Brandon is sitting here going, hello, what about me? And the Niners have basically been like, what about you? What about you?
Right. Fifth year option. You know, it's something that we all have agreed, contractually, it's something that we all agreed. First round pick, fifth year option. Am I right? It's the rules, and the rules are the rules, and we're going to go ahead and follow those rules in this instance because we are not comfortable right now paying you whatever it is that you want.
We want to make sure that you get all of the Johnny Lynch, okay? Here's some more that we haven't given to you yet. And this was a question. If there's one thing I didn't ask TJ that I thought about asking him, and I'll tell you why I didn't end up asking him, but let's let Lynch talk on it first. Did the wide receiver market hurt negotiations?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. And I, I'm not going to get into the specifics. I think there's a privacy that is earned. And, you know, I always go back to, I didn't like my business being aired out. So I'm not going to get into the specifics. There's certainly markets that happen and developments that happen that affect. But, you know, we also have our own roster. And like I said, we've rewarded a lot of players. So things do get more challenging. You know, we put our best foot forward, but both sides have to come to agreement. We haven't been able to do that yet. And so where that goes, we'll see.
Now, this is adjacent to what you asked TJ, which is, so
bingo.
There was, right, there was one number and then there was tic-tac-toe, it changed. And he was like, bingo, the buzzer's going off, you win. That's exactly what happened. And so Lynch is saying, no, that didn't hurt the process. And the answer is probably like, yes, it did, but not from the Niners standpoint. Like, the reason John Lynch is like, no, that didn't change it, because he's like, no, we were at this number and then we stayed there. So, no, it didn't affect anything. And Brandon's like, it affected me. I wanted 26. Now I want 29. Now I want 30. Niners like, no, we're still at 25 and a half or whatever.
Whatever the number was, but Brandon was saying that in the beginning of the process, which happened in mid to late February, right after the Super Bowl, he was getting his suit ready. He was getting it pressed, and he was getting everything. His fit was all set to go, and then here we are 4+ months later, and that suit's in the closet.
This is what I was going to ask TJ, and then I opted not to because I already know the answer. Like, this wide receiver market, does this make sense? Does it make sense? And he's a former wide receiver, so he'd be like, yep, and that's, you know what I mean? Or like, that's what it is. There's nothing you could do about it. But I still think Kyle Shanahan, and I'll try to find the specific one, but he had an answer today that I thought was a great response to that Florio bite that we were playing yesterday. And I'll just sort of give you the synopsis of the bite. But Florio was like, look, at a certain point, if you're the Niner brass, you got to look around. You got to see that there's five other teams that are willing to give Ayuk his price. And if that's the case, you got to go ahead and give him the price. And I was like, that's absurd. If I'm the Niners, what's your man got to do with me?
Right. I got a man.
Yeah, I don't care that you're willing to pay. We're not. You don't have Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, George Kittle, Fred Warner, a quarterback that's coming up, Kyle Juszczyk. You don't have Mooney Ward. You don't have all of that on your team. You stink, Patriots. That's why you're willing to hit the price. You don't have any other good players. We have a bunch of good players, so it doesn't make sense for us. Might make sense for you, but not us. And I thought Kyle actually addressed that today. He was a lot less sort of pointed about it, but he's like, you got to weigh these things with timing and your building and what you're doing. And TJ sort of, and I get where he's coming from, he tried to blow that up and almost say, like, football teams are like hotels, okay? There's always another room. There's all, oh, sorry, yeah. We're sold out.
It's kind of like you with Cap Schmack.
Yeah, like if Justin Timberlake shows up at the front office, suddenly you've got a room. If a celeb shows up, like, yes, you always have a room. So do you always have room? Well, yeah, you're not wrong. Like, the 49ers could do this, but I do think that there's somewhat of a fair point where they're like, but is that smart? If the Niners do sign Brandon Ayuk to a big extension, I'm fearful to know what the list of players would be that would get cut next year.
Well, and it's next year, and you don't have to do that right now.
Right.
It's like if you get a call from Justin Timberlake's, to play with your analogy, you get a call from his representatives, and they say, Justin might be coming to your hotel tomorrow night. Do you have room? And you look at your ledger, and you don't have room. You're not going to tell him no right there. You're going to say, yeah, we'll take care of you tomorrow night. Just make sure, yeah, have Justin come on up to the concierge desk and we'll take care of him. And in a night, he may or may not show up. And if he shows up then, and for this analogy, that's Brandon Ayuk at the end of this season. Yeah, you get through this year and Brandon has 83 catches and 1,400 yards and 11 touchdowns. And you go all the way to the Super Bowl again. You're going to make room for him because that's what you're going to do next year.
Here's the one that we're talking about with Kyle Shanahan. So he was asked about the McCaffrey extension. Oh, hey, Kyle, you got that one done. What about this one? I mean, that wasn't really the question. But anyway, listen to what Kyle says here. You tell me if it hits you kind of the same way.
It's always tough with all this stuff, just everything that the question guy is asking pertaining to contracts and stuff. And it's a whole challenge that you got to understand the market and how that works in the league. And you also got to understand what works for our team and how to build your own team with it. And there's two things that you're constantly weighing, and it's not easy to figure out. And there's never an obvious right way or wrong way. You try to figure out the best way, and it's a lot of stuff goes into that. And to be able to get Christian here with what he's done the last couple of years and what we plan on him doing for the next few years, we're really excited to get that done and felt great about it.
I thought, to me, that's what Kyle was saying there. Kyle is saying, sure, we love Brandon Ayuk, and we love Christian McCaffrey, and these two apples are not the same. One of them is a lot cheaper. You know, think about if you're Kyle Shanahan. For those of you who don't want to look at the whole landscape of the market and just sort of play this in a common sense sort of a way, like, Christian McCaffrey's over here asking for a raise and a short extension that essentially asks for the Niners to throw a couple more million bucks on top of a contract that's still paying him less than 20 a year.
Right. Less than Kittle, less than Debo.
Right. Meantime, Brandon wants 30. Does that make sense to you in a logic-based world? No.
Probably not. No. Well, and if you want to rank your offensive players by import, Brandon Ayuk is maybe fourth or fifth. You would put him behind Brock, and you'd put him behind Trent.
And Christian, for sure.
And Christian.
Yeah, and so then, maybe Debo.
So then you get into Debo, George and Brandon. Yep. So then you get into that group of who's more important. Well, it really depends on the scheme and the week and all the rest of it, but you're not one, two, or three, so you're going to have Brock making 55 soon, and Trent's going to be north of 30, and as long as he wants to play, you're going to pay him because he still is the best left tackle in football.
Like that's kind of how I heard that. It's like, sure, in certain situations, you know, you get your Christmas bonus, you might be like, all right, yeah, let's put a few more gifts under the tree. I'm feeling loose right now. I'm feeling like I got a little extra in the pockets. And maybe that's the New England Patriots right now. The Niners are not, that's not them. That's not where the Niners are at. The Niners are looking at their bank account, and they're realizing that they have, like, two kids going to college next year.
Right.
And they're like, geez, boy, like, if we stop and think about this, what are we doing? It doesn't mean they don't think Brandon's worth it. It just might mean now's not the perfect time for them to break it off. And is that unfair? Is that slanting toward the NFL team and the rules? Maybe. I'll acknowledge that, but I do think that's what they're doing, and I do understand that thought process.
And I think that it just keeps leading me back to the other number 11 and Klay Thompson, and you made this great point a couple of months ago about the timing of Klay coming off a 10 seed, not a playoff appearance, an 0 for 10 in the play-in, and now you're looking to get the bag, and we're trying to get below the second apron. So the timing for Klay couldn't have been worse
right.
as far as when he became a free agent. And if you're Brandon Ayuk, your timing is not ideal because you've got a lot of good pieces around you. You have a quarterback who's about to make top market 50, 55, 60 million, whatever that number is going to be, depending on what Jordan Love here gets here in the next few days, that will be one that resets the market. But if you're Brandon Ayuk, you're kind of hitting the market at the exact wrong time.
Right. But you're thinking you're hitting it at the right time.
Well, for you, it is the right time.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I guarantee you.
I did my 4 years, and this is what the Niners do.
I hit 1,365 yards as I become extension eligible.
Perfect.
And the wide receiver market goes crazy.
Couldn't have been better.
I mean, him and his agent probably shared a call and a margarita. Like, oh, my God. We're going to do, like Jordan Poole, we're going to get a bag.
Yeah.
And the Niners were like, wait right here. Just hang tight for a sec.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And that's what leads to a trade request, you know? And so I don't know. I sort of go back to, what do you want to see the 49ers do right now? Houshmandzadeh said, look, he's here. He's at camp. Nothing's going to change. I don't think the 49ers are suddenly going to show up with a bunch more money that they're going to offer Brandon Ayuk. And so does that mean that they don't want to give him an extension? That feels a little bit strong to me. But the way my sort of business brain, which is not the best, but the way that portion of my brain has developed over the last couple of months in watching this, I get it. It's you're playing with people. Like, look, I ripped the Giants yesterday because I'm like, where's the human being here? Is there a human being that's making any decisions when you send Hayden Birdsong out? I know, oh, but functionally, we need another right, but is there a human in there? Well, take that over to the 49ers. Is what they're doing with Brandon Ayuk lacking a little bit on the human end? Maybe a touch, but to me, the 49ers have that slack. They get that latitude. They get that latitude for two reasons. Number one, they play really well. They win while the Giants have not. And number two, I do think they've got a track record on that end. You know, they have a track record of we are drafting, we are developing, and we are rewarding. But can you do it every single time? You know, probably not. So, like,
well, that's where the frustration for Brandon lies, though, because you've done it to everyone, you've done it for everyone, and now it's his turn. And you know, everyone else got it. How come I don't get mine? It's not fair, Mark.
It's not fair.
But it's just the way it goes in the big business. And so you play out the fifth year option. And the other thing that I thought was interesting from TJ Houshmandzadeh was him saying that the Patriots had offered the 34th pick.
Yes.
Which is a very, very high second. Two picks later than where they took Ricky Pearsall. Because they took Pearsall at 31.
Well, no, did they move up one spot or move down one spot? I'm trying to remember how that actually played out.
I thought they'd move back, but they might have moved up one.
You might be right.
Either way, anyway, it's just a small handful of picks away from where they actually took Pearsall. And yet the Niners didn't want to trade Ayuk for the 34th pick overall.
Yeah.
And then now if you look at the way this might go, if he plays his fifth year option and they don't use the franchise tag and Ayuk signs somewhere else, they're only going to get a third round comp pick.
31. Pearsall was 31.
Yeah.
And they offered him the 34th pick. Yeah. So it was three picks later.
Man. And now if you keep Brandon and he signs elsewhere, then you would get a third round comp pick in exchange in 2026. You get an extra year of Brandon Ayuk.
But remember what people are asking you to do when you ask the Niners to do that. You're asking the 49ers to know that they've got Brandon Ayuk's replacement for this year, and they don't know that. Like, that's what I think the Niners are actually addicted to here, is the information. It's not the money. Maybe it's a little bit the money, but that's not the number one thing that's driving this. The reason that this is bad timing for Brandon Ayuk is that the 49ers would like 17 more games of information. Debo, can you stay healthy? Brandon, can you do it again? Ricky, can you play? I want to know those things before I decide who I'm signing up for long term. And quite frankly, they've got flexibility in a way with all three of them. Ricky's not going anywhere, but Ricky's cheap right now. But you've got flexibility at the end of this year to still do anything. You can be like, well, Ricky can play. We want Ricky to start. Brandon, we're now ready to break off $30 million a year and cut Debo. Or, Brandon, we're ready to let you walk and continue with Debo Samuel. Or option four, Brandon, we're going to tag you and do one more year. All of that remains on the table, and I get that's like a drug to a front office. We can go chase the Super Bowl and just push everything off one more year and gain all kinds of information so that we've got a better chance to make the right decision.
And you have the control to do that because you've got Brandon on a fifth-year option, Pearsall on a rookie deal, Debo in a spot where after this year you can cut him and the dead cap hit is not too dramatic. So you're right. 1 year of information, 1 year of three guys for maybe two spots, and you figure out from there, you know, maybe you end up keeping all three and you let Jennings walk and you move Pearsall to the slot for next year.
I mean,
who knows?
Yeah.
You're right, though, about it's information and it's also control.
So, I we've sort of worked our way to the answer that I want to give to my own question. What do you want to see the 49ers do? I want to see them make the right decision.
Of course.
Right, and but I don't know what that is yet.
I think the right decision is for them to do nothing. Go play football.
Yeah.
Camp starts today. You'll be out at practice tomorrow. Hey, guys, play football.
It could blow up in your face.
It could.
It could blow up in your face. I mean,
it could also work out beautifully.
But
motivated Ayuk, Debo knowing that he might be playing for his future here, and Ricky Pearsall with a chance to slow roll and learn and kind of matriculate into the system. It could work out beautifully.
I love Ayuk. He's not wrong. He deserves it. But the more I think about it, signing up to him right now for five more years right now is just closing the door on too many things that might actually be the right decision.
That's a fair point.
Ricky might be fantastic, and Debo might stay healthy. TJ made that point too. Who do you see walking out of the tunnel with the 49ers? Who do you see? You see Debo and Trent. I'd be very, very hesitant to just be like, yeah, we can just move on from those guys. No problem.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.